Father Francis, OSB.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Amen. When we meditate on the Passion of our Lord, do we look upon it from a distance, as spectators of an event that happened long ago, with people who are no relation to us? When we think about the betrayal of Judas, do we also stop and think how many times we betray our Lord? When we think about the betrayal, the denial of Peter, do we relate that to our own lives and ask ourselves, how often do we deny our Lord? When we think about the scattering of the apostles in the Garden of Gethsemane, when they abandoned our Lord, do we just see it as something that some other people did? Or do we examine how often we abandon our Lord in our own way? Do we condemn the soldiers for scourging our Lord? Or do we look at our own lives and ask ourselves, how often have we scourged him with our sins of impurity? How often do we crown our Lord with the thorns of our pride? Are we quick to condemn the Jews for crucifying our Lord? Or do we put the blame on ourselves where it belongs? How guilt-free are we? Do we blame Adam and Eve for the necessity of the crucifixion? Or do we look at ourselves and see how often we break God's commandments? During our Lord's agony in the garden, he sweated drops of blood. Those drops of blood were caused by his foreknowledge of the number of people who would not make proper use of his passion and death. My good people, every day we need to ask ourselves, how many of those drops were because of me? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Amen.
Father Sebastian, OSB.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Amen. My beloved people, I have one question to ask you this afternoon, and even to ask myself. Where are our palms from Palm Sunday? On Palm Sunday, we hailed Christ as our King, waving our palms. But where have we put them today? Have we taken our palms, like the people of old? And today, Good Friday, say away with him, crucify him. Where are our palms? On Palm Sunday, we wanted to make him our king. And like St. Peter, on that Holy Thursday night, we too say the same thing. I will lay my life down for thee, O Lord. I will go to prison and die with thee. But where is St. Peter today? We have cast our palms aside. What we have said yesterday, we have denied today. Why is this, my beloved people? It is through our pride, our selfishness, that is what makes us do these things. We are like the Pharisee and say, I pray, I tithe, I don't do bad things. And we look down upon the publican in the back of the church who just beats his breast and says, Dear Lord, have mercy on me, for I am a sinner. Our pride, our selfishness, causes us to do the things that we do. So let us, on this Good Friday, let us start off right and look at the Blessed Mother. We in our pride protest our faith, but in the Blessed Mother, in her humility, she lived her faith. That is the difference, my beloved people. In our pride, we protest, but then we fall like St. Peter. But the Blessed Mother, who knew she was just a creature of God, nothing, but in her knowledge of her nothingness, she is the greatest creature that God has created. We must look to humility from the Blessed Mother. and live our faith and not protest that we believe. For it was the Blessed Mother who was at the foot of the cross, not Saint Peter. And where do we begin with our humility? On our knees, in the back of the church, like the publican, and acknowledge that we are sinners, each and every one of us, myself included. And until we acknowledge that, until we acknowledge that we are sinners, we will do nothing to correct ourselves. We will do nothing to become holier. We will do nothing to live our faith as the Blessed Mother lived her faith. So, my beloved people, it is not in how much we protest that we have faith, for that is our pride, and we will fall, as certainly as Saint Peter fell. But let us live our faith like the Blessed Mother lived her faith. And we will be there at the foot of the cross with her, my beloved people. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Father Michael, OSB.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The great work is done. The redemption is complete. And now mankind is capable of salvation. Well, let us look at how this came about. Just a few months ago, we celebrated the birth of our Lord. And at that time, the Blessed Mother, no doubt, learned from the sacred scriptures what it meant when she said, "Behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it done unto me according to thy word." Now when this child was born, the most beautiful of children, yet in the back of her mind, she could not help but think of what would happen just 30 short years later. Sorrow had to be present along with joy at the birth of our Lord. So now, she today stands at the foot of that cross, 30 years later. This time, even more sorrowful. Because not only did she remember the prophecies of Isaiah and Jeremiah, but also she learned of the rejection of her own people, who, as Father pointed out, said, "Away with him, crucify him." But our Lord took all this very calmly. He didn't get excited. He didn't show any anxiety. In fact, he showed great dignity over the whole incident. Look how he handled himself when he was at the court of Caiaphas. He spoke calmly and to the point. Then in front of Pilate, very calmly, with few words, so today he finishes his long anxiety to redeem us. What caused this? Love caused this. A love that is so great that it caused God to send his own Son to accomplish what should have been accomplished with Adam and Eve. Union of hearts. God so loved the world that he sent his own Son into it, not to condemn it, but to save it. Now, on our part, we have to seek salvation. And as long as we are in this side of the world, or this side of the redemption, we have that capability of saving our souls. For certainly we don't want to be accounted unworthy of what our Lord suffered. Remember the sweat of blood. He sweated blood because he saw the countless millions, or should we say billions, that would reject his redemptive act, would despise him and cry out like the rest of them did to crucify him, do away with him. I don't think we want to say that our king is only Caesar. Is there any more that our Lord should have done? If today we were having the ceremonies of Good Friday, would we not be hearing the reproaches? "My people, what have you done to me?" And so forth. He has exalted us. He has given us great power. He fed us manna in the desert. He gave us drink out of a rock. He's given us his sacred body and blood. And what have we done? We scourged him. We crowned him with thorns. We've hanged him on the gibbet of the cross. And yet, he says, Father, forgive them, for they not know what they do. What a powerful example for forgiveness of enemies. But also it teaches us his example of humility. God didn't have to suffer all this. He didn't have to come down and shed any blood, any sweat. All he had to do was will it, and it would have been done. But he wanted to teach us the example of what true love is. And now in a few days, well, actually starting tomorrow would be your Easter Vigil, comes another time when he, just 1 week ago, raised Lazarus from the dead, saying, I am the life and resurrection. And so too, as St. Peter, no doubt even this day, wept continuously until the resurrection. Will tell the people in the future that what they'd done was wrong, requesting a robber to their Savior and Lord. So we too must be reconverted, so to speak, pick up our fervor, and continue on. Our faith is so important in these days and times, where everything we hold sacred is becoming a joke. The Blessed Eucharist being the topmost thing of attack, we still believe, and we must continue to believe, never to doubt, and never let it to be downplayed. This is one of the main reasons why he instituted the Blessed Eucharist before he suffered, to leave us a proof of that love that I was speaking about. So remember that it was through love that he died, it is through love that he will rise, and it is also through love that we will rise with him and enter into his kingdom. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Please turn to side 2.